Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Barbara Streisand complained to Tim Cook because Siri mispronounced her name. Barbara told NPR that Siri has been saying Streisand with a Z sound, not the correct pronunciation, which is Streisand with an S sound.
Yep, this seems like something she'd get upset about.
Yeah, of course.
After reaching out to Apple CEO Tim Cook, Streisand said, Cook, quote, delightfully agreed to have Siri change the pronunciation of my name finally, with the next update on September 30th.
We actually have Siri saying...
Streisand.
This the one in red? Okay, this is Siri saying Barbara Streisand, which is how it is now. Okay, here we go.
Barbara Streisand.
Okay.
But, I really
you know,
can't
that's
tell
how
any,
I say it. Actually.
That's how I say it.
I
Barbara Streisand.
I can't tell any difference.
As it, she says it's sand, like
right,
on a beach.
Sand.
Sure.
Right.
Not she
zand.
Says it's sand, not zan.
And
like
so
yeah.
If I'm hearing the story, so she actually called Tim Cook, got
correct.
Through to him, and
correct.
They're going to change it the next time they do an update.
Yes.
Who has
September
Tim
30.
Cook's number?
Barbara no. Streisand, apparently.
So when the system gets updated, is there something going to happen that we all suffer and it's Barbara's fault?
I don't know, but we can look forward to an update on that 30th of September.
Now,
this stinks.
Dean talked to Siri to try to fix the issue. And,
yes.
Let's give this a listen.
Hello, Siri.
How may I help you?
Please say Barbara Streisand.
Okay, Barbara Streisand.
Okay, the last syllable should be pronounced with an S, not a Z.
Barbara Streisand.
Correct. Ms. Streisand actually called Tim Cook to make sure that gets fixed.
Wow, I can't believe the nerve that bitch has.
Anyway, in the future, please pronounce the S sound in her name correctly.
Okay, here's how I'll say it from now on. Barbara f***ing Streisand, the washed up husband bitch.
You nailed that S. Nice job.
You nailed
that
ass.
That was really good.
Yeah. That was solid.
You know, the lady who does the voice of Siri is one of my Twitter followers.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You might want to send her that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure
she would. I believe
that
would be slander.
Wow. I met a girl named Siri.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like a 22-year-old woman.
Isn't that...
was her actual name.
Isn't really? That Tom Cruise's? One of
yes,
his kids
it is Tom Cruise's was, daughter. The it, one he hasn't seen in 3 years? Yeah, let's bring
he hasn't seen his daughter know. In 3 years?
No.
I don't follow Mr. Cruise. I have no idea what he does.
Apparently not.
Oh, sounds like a tabloid headline to me.
I Jack don't Reacher. Believe it's a tabloid headline. I think the Scientology
Siri is also
people...
a new porn star name. That's,
really?
Yeah, she's known for her natural bosom.
He's like porn Google next to
me. You are like porn Google. You've really stepped into Bob's little world
I
quite
enjoy,
quickly.
Now, what happens if you're reading a Playboy and there's a cologne ad in there? Is that just if you throw the whole thing away?
So again, it's Streisand with an S.
Yes,
Streisand.
But the fact that she got through to Tim Cook and was bragging about it is pretty amazing.
I think pretty much everyone's going to take Barbara Streisand's call, right?
I guess. Can you stop a porn star from using your name? Like, you know, there's like a porn star named like Wesley Pipes.
I think there's right, one named right. Christy Lee.
Like, could
isn't
you
there?
Stop a porn star
there's
from using
There's lots of them named Christy Lee.
Thanks. Yeah.
If it's a parody, no, not really. Yeah.
No.
I mean, no, yeah, you're fair game.
I think there are quite a few. I think there are a couple porn stars named Christy.
There's a porn star named lots. Cindy Crawford, but it's her actual name, and so she.
I live directly next door to a porn star in L.A., like right next door.
Who is it?
I'll tell you. I don't know if I can say her name on the air, but she gets like I take pictures on my Instagram. She gets like her fans, she has hundreds of thousands of fans, and they send her like. Flat screen TVs and like she just like
Are you
every day
kidding?
Every she gave my one of my good friends a flat screen because she's like I just get some she gets like 3 TVs a week like they have these gifting
right
like, gifting
yep.
registries
yeah on Amazon
and, like,
and stuff.
Yeah and they just send
what?
I mean she gets
she signs up for registries
yeah
yes,
but it does, they don't know her address so they're like yeah. instead of giving her money these guys just send her like I've probably seen
I have a friend
more
like
than
that.
15 TVs in front of her front door
oh my god
yes.
Wow. Well, when we come back,
what am I doing wrong?
Get an update.
Yes. You could have this, Christy. This could all be yours.
Yes. The girls don't want to see mommy, though.
Oh, no, I don't mean that. I mean the
Okay,
gift
sorry.
Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.